CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
According to an Australian study, over 3,000 women, mums, would rather have sleep than a session in the bedroom.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing.
When you're talking about mums, I can see why. Like, you'd just be tired at the end of the day.
Exhausted.
I'm tired at the end of the day and it's just me. It's just me that I've got to worry about.
Yeah,
I don't know how
true.
You deal with kids on top of that.
Do you want to hear some of the stats?
Please.
56% said their man had a higher sex drive than what they did, which that's how physically I think females and males are made up. So that's not too shocking to me.
Well, 13, 12, 16, if you can get in on this, if you're a guy that wants to.
Yeah, I want to hear the guy's opinion.
Yes.
What do you prefer?
Sleep.
Or a session.
Yes.
Which one? Which one are you picking? 4% said that they found their partner so annoying that they didn't want to have to deal with them.
Oh. Well, nothing's going to help that situation out, is it?
Yeah, well, when you throw kids in the mix, I mean, there's a whole lot of other stuff going on, isn't there?
Ashley's called us from Long Jetty. Let's have a chat to Ash. Morning, Ash.
Morning, Ash.
Good morning.
Ash, what are you choosing, sleep or a session?
Okay, so I'm a young mum, 29. I've got two beautiful daughters,
yes.
8, 7 and 10. I work a very, very intense roster at a hospital, but definitely would I take session over sleep.
Really?
Yes, I have a partner who's very pleased. You can't complain. Yes. I prefer the session in order to help me to sleep. So
okay.
It's a win-win.
It's that boring, Ash.
It's exhausting, but no, it's very pleasurable and I sleep nicely afterwards.
Ash, can we ask, just based on that stat that Bree read out about guys wanting it more than girls, is that your situation or by the sound of things,
who
maybe
has
not?
The high sex drive in your relationship?
No, he has a very high sex drive, just like myself.
Right.
Probably hence as to why I became a young mum. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, we're definitely both pleased on either end. So
you guys are, by the sound of things, quite, you know, 29 is young. Over the next 10, 15, 20 years, can you see that slowly dropping off, though, as you get a bit older?
Sleep would be looking pretty good in another 5 years.
Definitely not.
You're a good match then, can I say?
Yes.
Because that's kind of a lot of friction that happens in relationships.
It would be.
It's always
one-sided.
It's always a difference in, you know, that kind of realm.
All right, well, thanks for the call this morning, Ash. Tickets to our first birthday party on Friday night.
We just proved that whole study wrong with our one-man survey.
Exactly. It's always good to do a one-man survey.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
When has your password got you in a bit of trouble, maybe? Over the weekend, because it was raining, right? So did a lot of relaxing, a lot of watching Netflix, a lot of couch time.
Netflix and chilling.
Exactly. And sitting on the couch with my fiancée, Jamie, and for whatever reason, Netflix wanted us to put the password
in. That happened to me.
What's with that?
I don't know. Is it a scam?
Is it?
I don't know.
It came up a few times.
And it makes you go into iTunes?
Yeah.
You had to go into iTunes and change some stuff?
Do the password.
Same here.
And so we're sitting there and Jamie goes, all right, because she's got the control, but it's under my name.
Okay.
So the Netflix is under my name.
Uh-oh.
And she goes, what's your password?
No, bail.
What am I?
Don't tell her.
She's my fiancée. I can't. If I don't tell her, it looks like I'm hiding something.
Yeah, but you need to keep some stuff, private.
I told her the
password. What if you break up and then she, wants to destroy you and she knows all your passwords and you don't have Netflix ever again?
I've got to change those passwords.
You need to.
So, anyway, what she was annoyed about, and I won't reveal what my password is.
Obviously.
She's annoyed because...
You can reveal what it was about, though.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why she's annoyed slightly is because... The password doesn't involve her name in any way.
Oh, come on, Jamie. Get over it. I thought it was going to be like an ex-girlfriend's name, and
no.
I'd be like, okay, that's fair enough.
You're waiting for the juice.
Oh!
No, she says, how come your password doesn't involve me? I said, I don't know. I just sort of went with this one. And
because I'm normal.
It's an easy one to remember. And she goes, well, my password involves you in some way.
So now we all know that about her.
Slightly. She's not logged into anything, though. So.
I love Gaundy.
2-2-3.
Gaundy forever.
Gaundy forever. Anyway, I was explaining, I'm trying to defend my password.
Don't agree with that.
So then I find out that our producer, Rach, can top that.
What's the story? Because I've seen you smirking from over there, producer Rach.
What happened, Rach?
Tell us your password first. Yeah. And all your logins to your PayPal.
No, because it's since changed. Let's put that out there.
Okay, sure it has.
I was on Ticketek and I was buying tickets to something and then Jake was sitting right next to
your
me.
Boyfriend. Your boyfriend.
My current boyfriend. Yes. Jacob was sitting right next to me and I went to buy the tickets and you have to log in.
Okay.
I keep all my passwords in my phone. I've gone to my Ticketek password and it's actually my ex's name and I've looked at it and gone, ooh.
That's frosty.
Oh,
how did you get around it? What did you do?
I was just honest with him. I was like, that's really awkward. And he goes, that's all right.
You should have said it was your dead cat. Go with your dead cat. Every time.
I love Ben. My dead cat. I mean, he's...
my cat, Damien.
Why did you walk away and put the password in? Why'd you do it in?
Because
why are you so honest?
I'm honest with him. I would never hide
because
anything like
that's
that.
A real relationship.
Honesty gets you nowhere.
Why are you so honest? You should just lie and cheat.
Lie your way through the whole thing, I tell you.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Can't go past not talking about this. The guy on the internet who's eating a picture of Jason Segel every day until Jason Segel notices him and eats a picture of him.
I've seen this.
What is going on?
Is Jason Segel, what movies is he known
for? So he's in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He's okay. In How I Met Your Mother.
That guy. Yeah. I getcha. Marshall. Okay, I getcha. What's the fascination with him, I wonder?
I don't know, but it's a YouTuber named Noah Maloney and he's...
Is he getting some traction?
He's getting so much traction. So he's up to day number 10. So he's eaten 10 pieces of paper with a picture of Jason Segel.
I wonder what the health concerns are about that.
I don't know. But anyway, his first video he uploaded, which was 10 days ago, has gotten 645,000 views.
Wow.
Over 500,000 views.
We've got some audio from one of his videos and we're hoping to get some talking from the guy, but apparently no talking.
He just doesn't talk.
Just flat out eating.
That's him
get
eating
into it, son.
A picture.
Get into it.
Can we please get that guy on the show? Producer H.
I'd like to.
Have you messaged him?
Hang on a sec. Go for it, Rach.
I've messaged him on 3 different platforms, so okay. I'm just waiting for a reply.
I don't know why I want this guy on the show, but I just want to ask why.
Me too. I wonder if Jason Segel's seen it. I wonder if he's aware of it, if he knows about
interesting.
It. I've had a thought.
Yes.
What about if I eat a piece of paper every day until Carl Stefanovic from the Today Show notices? I will eat a photo of Carl Stefanovic every day until
eat a shiny actual photo.
Nah, a piece of paper's good. I'll go with a piece of paper. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Jump on the back of this guy's idea. Do it.
I'll eat a piece of paper with Carl. Can we print out a picture of Stefanovic and I'll eat this thing?
I'll look up the health concerns for you.
Thank you. Get it ticked off by legals, of course, as our boss would say. Well. I'm down.
Well, this guy's making it to the TV. What else has he got? There's a lot of people that want to talk to him. He mentioned that he's got a documentary coming out. Wow.
How much could be involved?
All for the 15 seconds of fame.
How much could possibly be involved in the documentary?
Well, it probably talks about why he's doing it.
If I was Jason Segel, I'd be worried. I'd be thinking, this guy's some weird stalker guy. I mean, what good could possibly come out of meeting this guy?
Yeah, that's
what's
true.
The obsession? What's the obsession?
I bet he does it, though. Just thinking of what type of guy Jason Segel's like, I bet he does, because he's a funny guy.
Do you think Carl will notice me eating the paper? Do you think we'll get through to Carl Stefanovic?
Probably. I'd say so.
We're going to the Today Show,
or you just end up eating paper.
Or should I aim for Richard Wilkins? Maybe that's a bit easier.
No.
Go Stefan. Okay. Well, I don't know. What would taste better, Richard Wilkins or Carl Stefanovic?
Neither. It's a piece of paper.
Oh, I'm going to put it to the test.
Do it.
See if we can get this thing. So we're going to try and get this guy on the show, and we're trying to get ourselves on the Today Show by eating Carl Stefanovic. One day at a time. Or Adele.
Oh, see, now I'd be up for that. Because I'm actually interested.
Stefanovic's a bit more achievable, I think.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, I'll go Steph-O.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Hello, Bree and Gaunzi's Sticky Hotline. And I'm so
sick. All right, my turn. I'm going with a different tactic this week, I think.
If you get the day off today, yeah, that is three in a row for you.
Is
you
it really? That?
You're going for a hat trick this morning, 3 days off.
I don't know what's changed in 2017, but I keep winning stuff.
You're doing well.
I couldn't win a thing last year.
I'm letting you win, but
anyway. Oh, whatever.
Four times each we've played this game. You've managed to get 3 days off for a person that doesn't even work at the workplace. I've managed only one.
So we have to call the workplace, pretend you work there, and get the day off.
Are you good to go? Because I'm picking it for you this morning.
Okay, where have you picked?
I'm going with a sports centre.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, there's not many people that work
different
there.
Different areas of the sports centres.
All right.
Like that. What's your tactic this morning? Either go in with your name or
what? No, I'm not going to say my name at all.
Okay.
Which I think is a good tactic because as soon as you say a name,
it rules a lot of things out.
It rules a lot of people out.
I don't mind it.
Yep. I think that's what I'm going to go with this morning.
To let them guess kind of.
Yeah.
Thing. All right. Good luck.
Okay. Here we go.
Outstanding. Dot Sports Centre, Fleet Double World, Katie speaking.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
That's good. What's been happening? Haven't seen you in a little while.
I know. I've been working.
Oh, same here. Everyone's the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, who's, have you got the rosters there?
For...
Next week.
Next week. Wait, who is this?
Oh, come on, Katie, have a guess.
I'm recognising the voice, but I can't put a name to it.
I saw you, when was it? I can't remember. Not that long ago.
Oh, I'm freaking out.
Come on, you can do it.
I got no idea.
You're messing around. Come on, Katie.
I don't know.
If you get it, I'll buy you breakfast. Have a look at the shifts next week.
Is it for like netball and soccer and stuff?
It sure is.
I've still got no idea.
Still got no idea.
No. You're going to say it, I'll be like, oh.
I know,
no.
I know, but I want you to get it. I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
I've got brown hair.
Jen?
See, you knew the whole time.
You sound so different on the phone. It's scary.
Really? I did have a cold. I've had a cold, so I think my voice is a bit deeper.
Yeah, that's what's putting you out. Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't even know when the shifts are.
No.
Oh, it's killing me.
I know. Well, don't blame me. Blame Karen and Susie. They do them. I don't.
I will blame Kaz and Susie. They need to get onto it.
I know. I only do inflatable old stuff. I don't do this netball thing.
Fair enough. If you had to give me the day off on Tuesday, would you give me the day off?
I would give you the day off.
Oh, nailed it. That's all I need.
As long as they have enough umpires to cover everything, that'd be great. But yeah.
Yeah. No, they should be fine. I drove my car into a lake, so I'm trying to organise. Yeah, I drove it straight into a lake.
God, you're good.
Oh, I don't know how I did it. I fell asleep. Like, I was parked and I was having a sleep in the car and then next minute, in the lake.
You're like, hey, this is cool.
Yeah, it was weird. So strange. All right, well, thanks for your help, Katie.
That's all good.
Appreciate it.
That's
See
all
you, mate.
Good.
Bye.
Bye.
Debatable.
Is
debatable.
That counting? Oh. Pretty good reason for needing the day off.
Yeah.
Drove my car straight into a lake.
We need some sort of half-point system.
Technically, she said...
She doesn't do the rosters.
I could have the day off.
How awkward was the back and forth? Come on, you know who it is.
I didn't... that was an awkward situation all round.
Good tactic, half a point.
Didn't matter what name she was going to say.
You were going to say yes.
I was going to say yes.
Half a point.
I'll take the half a point. Better than nothing.
Sicky Hotline, you're still beating me. What's that?
I'm in the lead.
By 3.5. Sicky Hotline here at C.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
Just getting across this story this morning. I know Mondays are hard for anyone going to work. you know, it's a tough one to get up on a
it's
Monday.
It's a tough slog. We got Sicky Hotline coming up later
to get
out of work.
Exactly, to get into it for the week. How's this guy in Japan, though? Have you seen this story? 54-year-old guy.
This idiot.
Really didn't want to go to work to the point where he stabbed himself in the hip.
So he could get the day off.
So he could get the day off.
Well, makes sense.
So this guy's... I've contemplated it. I've thought about it.
That's how badly I don't want to go into work.
So he's given himself a stab in the hip. He's called the police.
Oh, God.
It's pretty full on, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's called the police. The police have come onto the scene.
Didn't he do it in a public bathroom?
Yeah. Oh. And he claimed that he was...
Attacked.
And then the police soon found out that there was no attackers. It was just him. And his explanation was, I just didn't want to go to work. That's it.
I thought if I got hurt, I wouldn't have to go back to work.
He's been arrested.
Yeah.
That gets him out of work. That gets him out of work.
Well, yeah, true. You wouldn't enjoy it as much, though, would you?
And into a jail cell.
They don't have Netflix in jail.
And you're sitting in there with all the criminals who have done the hard crimes and the...
And you've just done it to yourself.
Yeah, they're like, what are you in here for? Wow.
Oh, stab myself. Yeah. Apparently the cop said to him, next time, make it more convincing and maybe have someone else stab you.
Okay, so that's an elaborate plan, isn't it? That's a full-on elaborate
plan. I don't know who'd be putting their hand up for that, but...
Jeez, times are tough. Aren't times
tough?
He
must really hate his job. Have you ever that badly not wanted to go into work?
Well, tomorrow on the show, I know you guys are doing that hair thing. The hairy canaries
The hairy canaries.
Are doing the leg waxing thing. And I've got a sneaking suspicion that I'm going to get leg waxed. And I'll be honest, throughout the week, I've thought, how can I get off work on Tuesday?
There you go. Here's an idea. Stab yourself.
So I'll weigh up my options.
And can I just say, much less painful than getting your legs waxed.
Is it though?
Yes, it is.
All right.
You'll see tomorrow.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
It's all about the Oscars. Red carpet is happening as we speak at the moment. We've got Dean McCarthy live there this morning. We'll catch up with him a bit later as he chats to the celebs.
Who's hosting this year?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Is he?
Yeah, Kimmel's doing his thing this year.
Yeah, I don't mind some Jimmy Kimmel.
He's pretty good. Yeah. He's pretty good. Interesting to see. There's a couple of news articles out at the moment about some of the previous Oscar winners and what they do with an Oscar
trophy. Where do you put that?
Well, that's the thing.
It's like a Grammy or an Oscar. Like, where do you put that thing?
But you think this is like the pinnacle of their career. You know, you've won the ultimate award.
Is that the ultimate in acting?
Oscars is.
It's the biggest one, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, right? Is this the DiCaprio won it last year for finally, right?
And he's never won one.
Yeah.
Can I say I watched that movie the other day?
The Revenant?
Rigged.
Brutal.
Oh, I think I love Leonardo DiCaprio better, but out of all of his films, that one...
It's interesting to see that he won it last year just based on grunting way through a movie.
Like, what does that say?
Does a lot of grunting. Mm. Climbing into an animal carcass, though, I mean, that takes talent. That takes talent. Some of the celebrities, okay, so they've been asked on a red carpet where they keep their trophies these days.
Like, is it in a cabinet or like a special room?
Here's what they say. Jodie Foster, she says, I used to keep them in the bathroom because they look good. But when they started to get corroded at the bottom, I had to move them to the trophy cabinet in my den. So she just had it sitting in the bathroom, the old Oscar.
Instead of her toothbrush holder, it's just an Oscar.
Drill in the middle.
Yes.
Drill a hole down the middle.
And you can put your toothbrush in it. See, that's a good idea.
See, that's practical. Mm. I like that. Jared Leto, he said that Oscar is sitting in his kitchen, guarded by some vegan butter and popcorn.
Oh, nice work, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, he beats chicken with it. Instead of a whisker. Mallet, he uses the Oscar.
I'm trying to find some celebrities that we actually know. Gwyneth Paltrow, here we go. I keep it tucked away at the back of the bookshelf in my bedroom because it weirds me out. For weeks after I won it, I kept it in storage. I won't even put it on the mantelpiece. The thing freaks me out.
Why?
I don't know. She says it's cursed.
Because it's the little man is the Oscar trophy.
Yeah, it's the gold little man.
Yeah.
I'll give you another one. Kate Winslet also keeps hers.
I love Kate Winslet.
She keeps hers in the bathroom as well.
Is that for Titanic?
A lot of bathrooms.
Did she get it for Titanic?
I think so.
I think she did, yeah.
If you won an Oscar, where would you keep it?
Ooh. Somewhere where people are going to see it a lot.
Okay. Interesting.
So maybe I'd just carry it around with me.
Make it into a necklace.
This. Oh, this. Yes, a necklace.
Because it's interesting this has been brought up today.
Okay, why?
Because you won a massive trophy for your soccer association, whatever it is, right?
Yes. Let's and bring it up again. I like talking about it.
Would you like to share where you keep that trophy?
Oh, in a very special place, right here in the studio.
For everyone to see.
For everyone to see. It's a good talking point.
Tucked over in the back corner over there where no one can see it.
I actually forgot it was in here.
Look at this.
Oh, that's a pretty big trophy.
If I won this trophy, if I got my name engraved on this trophy, Carryong Soccer Club Senior Ladies Players Player.
So that all the girls in our team had
voted
to vote
you.
For that.
They voted you their best player.
What an honour.
And you disrespect them by putting this trophy.
Come on, it's in the studio where I go nearly every day. To be honest, I put it in here because I don't know where it would end up at my place and I didn't want to lose it.
That is doing nothing but collect dust. Honestly, that is your Oscar right there.
Yeah.
And that, you got to do something with it.
It'll probably stay in there.
Is your name even engraved on it yet?
Is it?
Yeah, your name's it on is. There and everything. Oh. Do you have to hand that back for the next?
I do.
Okay.
How good is it when, like, there's no more rooms to put a shield on and you get to keep
You've got the last one.
It looks like I do have the last one.
Last spot.
I wonder if I get to keep it.
Plenty of spaces on the back.
Because I'm probably not going to win another one after this.
No, that's it.
Ooh.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, I'm really going to take this on board and I'll probably just move it over this side of the desk.
Move it to the 2GO studio for them to see. Just rub it in their face.
They don't need it.
Get up with Free and Jaunzy.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.
How'd you go on your little wine and painting night on Saturday night?
I'd already told you I wasn't that keen. Like the wine part, yes. The painting part, not so much.
How'd you get in on this again? Your friends hit you up and said, hey, we want to try something different or they do it all the time? What
no, they've never done it before either and that made me nervous.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, why are we doing this again? They're like, oh, something different.
Okay.
A bit of wine.
And were they as let down as you or did they kind of like it?
Like, I don't know because you know when you're in a group and there's some people that are like, well, that was crap.
Right.
You kind of like, I hated it. You know, I was, well, there wasn't even any naked models.
Well, that's what we discussed.
That's
we
what said they promised me.
Is that what they said?
They did say that.
And that's what roped you in.
And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Well, I might be in there.
You can paint someone nude.
It was a bowl of fruit.
Oh.
I can paint that at home.
Crazy Saturday night.
Crack open a bottle of vino, not pay $45.
So $45 got you in.
Apparently it's the new thing.
How much vino did you get? How much wine?
Not much.
Not enough.
Not enough for me.
Okay.
Like two glasses.
Right. And what sort of crowd? I'm trying to get an insight here. Yeah. What sort of crowd were there?
Because
there
was you ladies. I'm pretty sure there was a hen's night there.
Well, you need new friends if you're doing a hen's night there, don't you?
Yeah, whoever's organised that.
Oh, that's not crazy
enough. I've heard, this is what the around the group people were saying, this is the new big thing. People are going to do this a lot. With their friends and to do something different.
If anyone has done it, 13, 12, 16, get in touch with us.
I'm not saying that.
No,
that's all right.
That's all right. Yeah. And were the hens not at any point going, stripper's going to rock up?
Well, I'm sure they thought there was a naked bottle as well and they missed out on that too.
Here we go. There's going to be someone nude in 3, 2, 1.
It's a banana.
Bowl of fruit still.
Not for me. But, you know, something different. Look, no one's calling.
Exactly. See, so they're not. It's not taken off.
I don't think it's trendy.
Nah.
Let's just say it's not something I'm going to go do again.
It wasn't a Central Coast thing, was it? You had to go to Sydney for that.
No, and that annoyed me even more.
We don't do that on the coast.
No.
You know, we go to the Beery and drink with people, not sit there and what have we got? No, I don't believe this is someone who's been to a
come on
wine and painting night. We'll let Rach get that. I want to find out.
I bet you it is.
Let me get to the bottom of this. Does it happen on the coast? Because I did see on the weekend, no one? Okay, well, there you go. I did see on the weekend someone was painting, they had like a painting class with no wine involved. I mean, so then you've got the better deal there, don't you? If it's just
well,
painting.
That's true.
You know?
Usually on a Saturday night, have multiple vinos and paint the town red. Am I right, Rach?
Well, is she right?
Yeah. Jeez, no answer from her. That's how interested she is in the story.
Don't leave a girl hanging, Rach, when she's calling out for you.
Oh,
am I right?
Epic fail.
Am I right? No, I'm not right.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM. Hey,
I'm a doll. To see Adele live and for free, keep it right here.
All right,
oh,
so
no.
Double pass today, double pass tomorrow.
I can't believe they're making us do this.
Double pass on Wednesday and on Thursday.
A dilemma this morning.
A dilemma. So we didn't come up with this game, can I say?
We've been forced into it.
Take ourselves out of it.
Donna and Kylie. Good morning, girls.
Yeah, hi.
Who was that? Was that Donna or Kylie? Morning, Donna.
G'day, how are you?
Okay, we've got both of you on the phone.
Kylie, you're there.
I'm here. Okay. Good morning.
Oh, no, girls.
Who's the bigger Adele fan, do you think? Donna, how big of an Adele fan are you?
Well, I love her music. I'm just not very good at remembering songs' names, that's all.
That's all right.
It's not something about that.
That's okay. It's not about that this morning, Donna.
And Kylie, are you a massive Adele fan?
Look, I am, but my 15-year-old daughter is more so. So I'm going to fight for dear life. However, I feel really nervous when the word dilemma is involved.
Oh, no, Kylie. Jeez,
this dilemma is intense.
Oh, that's already changed the game, I think.
It really has.
All right.
I'm going to set the scene here, guys.
There's a dilemma this morning.
There is a dilemma.
We've got both of you on the line, but there's only one double pass this morning.
We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and you ladies can talk amongst yourselves to see who gets the double pass.
Oh, okay.
And if the timer buzzes, we move on to the next two people. So if you can't decide by the end of 30 seconds... we move on to the next two people for Adele tickets. Can we say we didn't come up with this game? We just play the game. So,
all right, Donna, let's do this.
All right, Donna.
Yes, that's a good. That's the spirit.
That's Kylie talking there. 30 seconds on the clock.
All right, Donna, do you have a daughter?
Yes, I do. I have two.
And how old are they?
They are 8 and 10, and absolutely love Adele. Both of them. They both do singing lessons and unfortunately had to stop their singing lessons not long ago because we couldn't afford it. And I want to keep her singing, so I want to keep
her. You know what? I've got a daughter. I know. My daughter's 15. She absolutely loves Adele, but I want to give them to Donna.
Oh, that is...
Are you for real?
Yeah, I want her. My daughter does singing lessons too. We'll worry about it next time, but I really want Donna to have the ticket.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Kylie.
Wow. Kylie, that is amazing this morning.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I got goosebumps too.
Yeah.
I've got goosies as well. Oh my God.
I've nearly got tears from that. That's really, really nice of you, Kylie, because I know how badly you would want them as well with your 15-year-old daughter.
All good. If she can have them, I'd be absolutely stoked, and it made my week, honestly, guys.
Kylie, you're a beautiful person. I wish you all the best. Thanks so much, Donna. You guys enjoy.
Okay, that's, man. I'm touched. I'm touched.
That's amazing.
Nice work, guys,
can I say. Well done, because it doesn't always work out that way. No. Most of the time, people can't decide and both miss out.
Do you know what? We've done this game once in the past, and I can say when we have played this game, 9 times out of 10, we always find someone that is willing to give it up for it.
People are so generous.
Yeah, for the generosity.
Of course. Amazing.
All right, so who got the tickets there?
So Donna picked up the tickets there to Adele.
Awesome. I am stoked.
Donna, tickets coming your way. Hey, Kylie, can we give... let's chat off air to Kylie.
Kylie, we'll chat to you off air. Yeah. Something needs to be done.
Something does need to be
but
done.
But there is that big surprise.
Anyway, Donna's picked up the double pass to see Adele. Congratulations, Donna. Enjoy that with your daughter.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, guys. I'm stoked.
Sold out show.
Made my day.
Adele, no
worries.
It's
going to be a massive one.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
Check it out.
The Central Coast, 101.3 CFM.